Good morning, beloveds. We are reading Galatians 3, verse 1 to 5 from the Amplified. Oh, you foolish and thoughtless and superficial Galatians, who has bewitched you that you would act like this? To whom? Right before your very eyes. Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified in the gospel message. This is all I want to ask of you. Did you receive the Holy Spirit as the result of obeying the requirements of the law? Or was it the result of hearing the message of salvation and with faith believing it? Are you so foolish and senseless? Having begun your new life by faith with the Spirit, are you now being perfected and reaching spiritual maturity by the flesh? That is, by your own works and efforts to keep the law? Have you suffered so many things and experienced so much all for nothing? If indeed it was all for nothing. So then, does he who supplies you with his marvelous Holy Spirit and works miracles among you do it as a result of the works of the law which you perform, or because you believe confidently in the message which you heard with faith? I'm also going to read verse 1 to 6 from the Message translation. You crazy Galatians, did someone put a spell on you? Have you taken leave of your senses? Something crazy has happened, for it's obvious that you no longer have the crucified Jesus in clear focus in your lives. His sacrifice on the cross was certainly set before you clearly enough. Let me put this question to you. How did your new life begin? Was it by working your heads off to please God, or was it by responding to God's message to you? Are you going to continue this craziness? For only crazy people would think they could complete by their own efforts what was begun by God. If you weren't smart enough or strong enough to begin it, how do you suppose you could perfect it? Did you go through this whole painful learning process for nothing? It's not yet a total loss, but it certainly will be if you keep this up. Answer this question. Does the God who lavishly provides you with his own presence, his Holy Spirit, working things in your lives you could never do for yourselves, does he do these things because of your strenuous moral striving or because you trust him to do them in you? Don't these things happen among you just as they happened with Abraham? He believed God, and that act of belief was turned into a life that was right with God.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another beautiful day of being aware of you, experiencing you, and being motivated by you in your word. I thank you as I watch the sun rise here and just eat up the clouds, remove darkness. I thank you that you are with us as the Son of Righteousness to bring healing with healing in your wings. I thank you morning by morning you awaken our ears to hear so as to be refreshed so we can encourage others today. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your wonderful word, Lord. Thank you for Danita sharing it with us this morning, and just bless it to our bodies now, Lord. Help me, Lord, by your Spirit, just to open the eyes of our understanding even more, Lord, so as to be enlightened, to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. It was just so beautiful yesterday as I was just reading our readings in Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. And it's the first verse that just struck me because, you know, it's nearly over 30 years now, nearly 40 years that I've been a Christian. And so I've read the Bible a lot, and I've read this verse many times. And it was always just in my heart. I just perceived that, I mean, none of these guys, the Galatians, I believe, had seen Jesus actually being crucified. But he said, was not Jesus publicly portrayed before you as crucified? And I just perceived that was the gospel message that they heard. And the message shared with understanding from the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is when he died, you died. And when he was raised, you were totally set free from your sin. And more than that, you were raised and seated with him to now live with him. And that's why you got that beautiful scriptures, because it's everything that we're waking up to and what we're partaking of is what's in God's heart. It's how God sees it. And that's where our faith comes. And then that's why we need to just stay in tune with him. And yeah, so that's why you've got like Galatians that says that we died with Christ. When he died, our sins were dealt with. Amen. You got that 2 Corinthians 5:17. He who knew no sin became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God. And then it goes on in Galatians. This was the readings on Friday. Flo, Sister Flo, shared with us. We died with Christ, and now we live with him. Yeah, because he's given himself to us. How much more now don't we walk now in newness of life? Because as he is, so are we in this world. So it's all identification. And so I just always just perceived that that was the reality there, that when the gospel was shared to the Galatians, it was shared with the understanding that you need to realize your sins have been dealt with. You are now a new creation, raised and seated with the Lord to now fellowship with him on a daily basis. But yeah, that was just my perception. And then just yesterday, going through the readings, it was just so beautiful. I saw you in the Amplified. Denita read it there to you. Then also in the Message, and then also in the TPT, that it portrays when that gospel was brought, it was brought in an understanding of identification. Just as God identified us in Christ before the foundation of the earth, that's how we have now got to wake up to the realities that we are co-heirs together with Christ in God. And I also just perceive why I've always had that understanding is because when I got born again, the Lord led me up into Nelspruit, and I was there with Francois and Lydia and the Acts team. And my first service, my first Sunday after the week before that, I committed my life to the Lord down here in Claymont. And I was up there at the service, and Francois was sharing, when Jesus died, you died. When he was raised, you were raised. It's scriptures in Ephesians 6. And I'm just listening to that. And the next minute I hear a voice like a bugle in my ear, Jesus is risen. And I turned around and I said to Carlisle, my friend that came with me from Cape Town, here to the ministry, I said, Jesus is risen. And that has been like a reality from that moment on, of walking conscious of the Lord, being conscious of his presence, knowing he's near ever since that. And I know now, to me, it sounded like a voice, a trumpet blowing in my ear, but I saw no one else heard it. And that's how I know it was a revelation. It was a spiritual awakening that took place there. So guys, know as Jesus is alive and you alive with him, and so every day you're drawing close to him and he's waking you up to have this journey together with him, working together with the Lord. Your labor is not in vain. It is to your gain. So be blessed this morning and every morning. Isaiah 50 from verse 4 to 11 portrays the walk of faith so beautifully there. He awakens you morning by morning. You refreshed, and then you're able to refresh others, and you're able to persevere. Keep your face like a flint and don't fall into deception and lies, but stand fast, because unless the Lord lights a fire, you will lie down in torment. So let the Lord light the fire this day and every day. Be blessed, because you are blessed. God has done everything, and he's now restoring us, and he's restoring this world. And so you're a part of the restoration. We've got a ministry of restoration. As we restore, we can restore others. So be blessed, arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.